Bedtime Bites presents The Secret Path of the Whispering Hills. In a cozy cottage nestled at the edge of a lush forest lived a curious little girl named Flora. She had wild, curly hair that bounced when she walked and sparkling green eyes that twinkled with wonder. Every night before bed, Flora would gaze out her window at the rolling hills beyond the forest, imagining what secrets they might hold. One particularly starry evening, as Flora was about to drift off to sleep, she heard a faint whisper carried on the breeze. "Flora," it seemed to say, "come explore." Intrigued, she slipped on her favorite pair of red boots and tiptoed out of her room. The moonlight guided her path as she ventured into the forest. The trees seemed to lean in, their leaves rustling excitedly as if sharing a secret. Flora followed the whispers, deeper and deeper into the woods, until she came upon a hidden path she had never seen before. The path was lined with glowing mushrooms that pulsed with a soft, blue light. As Flora stepped onto it, the mushrooms began to sing a gentle melody. "Follow us," they hummed, "to the Whispering Hills." Enchanted by their song, Flora skipped along the winding path. She passed by a babbling brook where silver fish leaped out of the water to greet her. "Hello, Flora," they called, their scales shimmering in the moonlight. "The Whispering Hills await you." As she continued her journey, Flora encountered a wise old owl perched on a gnarled tree branch. "Who goes there?" the owl hooted. Flora introduced herself, and the owl's eyes twinkled. "Ah, young Flora," he said, "you're almost there. But remember, the true magic of the Whispering Hills lies within you." Puzzled by the owl's words, Flora thanked him and pressed on. The path began to slope upward, and soon she found herself climbing the base of the hills. The higher she climbed, the louder the whispers became. Finally, Flora reached the top of the highest hill. She gasped in awe at the sight before her. The entire hilltop was covered in beautiful, shimmering flowers of every color imaginable. In the center stood an ancient stone archway, etched with swirling patterns. As Flora approached the archway, the whispers grew louder. "Welcome, Flora," they said, "to the heart of the Whispering Hills. Here, dreams and imagination come to life." Flora stepped through the archway and found herself in a magical realm. Floating lanterns illuminated the sky, and friendly creatures of all shapes and sizes greeted her warmly. There were fluffy cloud sheep, giggling fairy lights, and even a group of dancing vegetables. A kind-faced woman with flowing silver hair approached Flora. "I am the guardian of the Whispering Hills," she said with a gentle smile. "We've been waiting for you, Flora. This is a place where children's dreams and imagination flourish. Here, you can be anything you want to be." Excited, Flora closed her eyes and imagined herself as a brave knight. In an instant, she was wearing shining armor and holding a gleaming sword. She opened her eyes and laughed with delight. The guardian explained that Flora could visit the Whispering Hills whenever she wanted, simply by believing in the magic within herself and following the secret path. As the night grew late, Flora knew it was time to return home. She hugged the guardian goodbye and promised to visit again soon. Following the path back through the forest, Flora found herself in her own backyard just as the first rays of dawn peeked over the horizon. Quietly, she crept back into her bed, her heart full of wonder and her mind brimming with new adventures to come. As she drifted off to sleep, Flora smiled, knowing that the magic of the Whispering Hills would always be with her, ready to spark her imagination whenever she needed it. From that night on, Flora's dreams were filled with the wonders she had seen.